Hey, let's go to our next guest. I'm sure with mixed emotions for our next guest. Overlooked in the national draft, but picked up in the rookie draft today by the Crows. He's from Port Lincoln. He boarded at Sacred Heart. He's a Port Academy bloke. He comes from the state. He's a rip. His name's Keenan Ramsey. Keenan, congratulations, mate.
Cheers, Rowie.
How's the emotions? Talk me through the national draft and then have to wait now to Wednesday for your name to be called out. That must have been tough for you.
Yeah, look, it was very disappointing to miss out on the national draft. It was like, I guess, just a hollow feeling knowing you've done as much as you can and I guess the cookie just hasn't crumbled in your favour. I'm really happy that I've got the opportunity now and we'll take it with both hands.
What about the fact you get to stay in your home state? That's obviously a bonus for you.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's good for both mum and dad and myself also. And I know my way around Adelaide, easy to get around. And I'm familiar with everything and I've got my mates here as well. So, yeah, I'm very pleased with that.
Now, the coach of the Adelaide Football Club is Phil Walsh. He was at Port Adelaide last year. You were at the Magpies. Did you cross paths at all?
No, we didn't actually. I had a chat to him today and he said he'd seen me around, obviously playing and that sort of thing, but we never had caught up and had a chat.
You know what he loves, Keenan, and he saw it in his draft picks in the national draft. He loves competitors, mate, and that's what you are, and that would have caught his eye, no doubt.
Yeah, I think so. I think I'll just have to go out there, put the team first and just train the best of my ability and become the best player I can.
Well done. Did you have a clue Adelaide were after you in this rookie draft, or did it come as a total surprise?
I spoke to Hamish and Phil and the team down at West Lakes and they said that I was pretty high on the national draft and unfortunately Jake Lever fell to 14 and they snapped him up, so then that pushed me down a little bit. But look, I was just really happy to get the opportunity from someone and to get it from the club with the calibre of the Adelaide Crows. Yeah, I'm absolutely over the moon.
And I know you'll take it with both hands. Who was the first to ring you from the club and break the news, or how did you find out in the news?
Yeah, well, I was watching it on the internet, just with mum, my brother, and a very good mate of mine. So, I was just watching it quietly with them and seeing my name come up, and, yeah, it was a great feeling.
So what's been the aftermath? You've spoken to Phil Walsh. Is it training tomorrow?
Yeah, I headed down to West Lakes this afternoon and caught up with the players and caught up with Phil and all the staff down there. So I'll the day off tomorrow for the players, but I'll be training on Friday.
You know what? It doesn't matter what number you picked, as long as you picked. You're on a list now, Kenan, and you'll find a way to be as good as you can. Now, you are a Port man. You're from Port Adelaide heartland at Port Lincoln. Kenan, guess what? Port Adelaide are the enemy now, buddy. You're a Crow man.
Yeah, exactly right. Look, just over the moon that the Crows have given me. And
well done.
To change teams, I'm more than happy to, as they've given me a great opportunity.
Do you know whether you're going to get billeted out, or do you know where you're going to live or shack up, because your folks are in Lincoln?
Yeah, look, we haven't really spoken about that in too much depth. So I guess I'll just play it by ear and I guess in the coming days of the weekend, I'll talk to the welfare manager out of the club and talk to mum and dad and, go through that.
Who do you know down at the Crows? I would have thought you know too many down there.
No, obviously Harris Wiggy.
Wiggy.
So I played the championships with Wiggy and Jake Lever at the combo and I was in the defenders group with him. So got to know him pretty well and then also, I met Jared Lyons last night, actually, at the 2020 at Glenelg, so that was pretty good to catch up with him today and that sort of thing.
We spoke to Jake Lever on the night of the draft, and he was pretty wrapped. One of the things we put to him was the ability to be able to work alongside the key defenders at the footy club who are established players. Daniel Talley, I guess, being the standout. That'll be something that you'll enjoy and obviously learn a lot from a player like him.
Yeah, no doubt. He's a very quality player, winning the club champion this year. So I'm sure him Daniel himself and all the other players will help me grow and help me become the best player I can.
What are you going to need to work on, do you think? What's a couple of things you want to work on and really concentrate and being the best you can be at?
Yeah, I think just becoming strong in the contest against the bigger blokes, putting on some size, the contested marking, and just, I guess, the all-round skills of the craft of becoming a great player, if it would be into the back lines or up forward.
I see that's going to be my next question, Keenan. You've played at both ends of the field. Do you have a preference? And also, if you spoke to Phil, did he give you any suggestion of which end you might play?
No, I don't have a preference. I think wherever the team needs me to play, I'm happy to play. Regarding talking to Phil, no, we haven't haven't spoken about position, Joe. I was just saying, how you going, get to know me sort of day to day. So I just say, in the coming months, yeah, that will come out eventually.
Well, you're on an AFL list now. You won't have to worry about uni next year. Just concentrate on footy, Keenan.
Yes, I know. So I don't have to worry about that this year, but I guess looking at something to do outside football, uni might be a possibility. So yeah. I guess, I have to weigh up my options and see where I go.
And you'll be suiting up, if you don't make the AFL team, with the SANFL Crows. And I know we spoke to Phil Walsh. He's really boofing up and gearing up the development side of the footy program. So that'll be a great development for you, playing at a league level, man's footy, next year in the SANFL Crows team. That must be exciting for you.
Yeah, look, I can't wait for that. Playing against the best players in the state, and I guess work alongside all the development coaches down at the Crows. I'm really looking forward to that.
Just interesting, Rowie mentioned about the university studies. I just noted the other young man who was picked up by the Crows in the rookie draft, his name was Riley O'Brien with pick 9. Riley,
he's a genius.
He got a tertiary score of 99.75. Wasn't drafted last year because he concentrated on his studies. He did a year at uni this year studying biomedicine. So I reckon you just steer clear of Riley if you're going to have a conversation with anyone, Keenan.
Yeah, I think so. I think he's going to be covered by about probably 30-odd points there.
Oh, so. Keenan, please. You're not going to get 70, are you? You told me you worked hard at your exams.
Yeah, I did. I'd done my best. Fingers crossed. They come out soon. So, yeah, fingers crossed that I get a reasonable result.
Isn't VB a Rhodes Scholar as well?
Well, VB, I think, was studying nuclear physics when he came across. He was pretty smart. So these are the other one you want to steer clear of.
Who are the buckle wheels he can knock about?
No, not so much buckle wheels.
He's not the sharpest tool in the shed, is he?
No, we're not casting aspersions on anyone.
Well, you're having a go at the smarties. who are the dummies?
I'm not going anywhere, but it's just safe to say blokes like Taylor are very warm blokes who will welcome you with open arms. So he's probably the first one you go and saddle up alongside. But Keenan, congratulations, mate. It's the start of a long journey, we're sure. I'm sure now you've been adopted by all the Crow supporters within South Australia and beyond, so congratulations.
No, thank you very much.
Well done. Keenan Ramsey there. We're wrapped for him. Great get.